Vili Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Simon Sarivov. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kishum Yisparel, when you're davening, Lo Yechos Biyado Tfilin, Velo Sefer Mikisvi HaKodesh. You shouldn't be holding Tfilin, or a Sefer Mikisvi HaKodesh. The Mishnah Berurah says this includes any other Svarim. Velo Ka'ara Malaya, a plate full of food. You're afraid it might fall into the ground. Velo sakin, or a knife, it might fall and hurt someone. Umos vikikar, or money, coins, and bread, it might fall to the ground. Why? Why can't you hold these things during Shemoneh Esrei? Pimnei shelibo aleim, shelo yipru. You're worried they might fall. Viyitared, vitisbat el kavanaso, and it's going to ruin your kavana. Anything which might ruin your kavana in a significant way, you're not allowed to do. Now, b'di'evit, if you did hold the things and you didn't have such good kavana, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to daven again. If you didn't have kavana in the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, of Avos, so then the Mishnah Berurah says you would have to daven again. And he says here a very interesting chiddush. Normally we hold that if you don't have kavana in the first bracha and you have to daven again, nowadays you shouldn't. Why? Because we're concerned you won't have kavana the second time either. Who says you'll have better kavana the second time? But here, in this case, if the reason you didn't have kavana is because you were holding something, and now if you're not going to be holding it, then we assume you will have kavana. Here the Mishnah Berurah says that even nowadays, you would go back and daven a second time if you're able to without holding the item. Again, if you have good kavana while you're holding it, you wouldn't daven again. But if you happen to not have kavana for the first bracha, because you're holding such an item, then you would actually daven again. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah quotes here that these are things that you're afraid they might fall, they'll be scattered, it's going to cause you a problem, there'll be a hefsed, but other things you're allowed to hold. But then he says, but some say you shouldn't hold anything during davening, during Shemoneh Esrei, and it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah agrees to that opinion. It's not kavod. You're standing in front of the king. You don't hold on to anything else. So unless it's absolutely necessary, you shouldn't be holding anything during Shemoneh Esrei. Well, the Mishnah Berurah has a suffolk. What if you want to hold your tefillin because you're afraid if you put it down, it's going to be stolen? It says, Efshar Dei Tirulo. Could be that it's mutter. So the poskim bring that the more recent poskim say that you should hold it in that case, because if you're afraid it's going to get stolen, you're not going to have any kavana. You'll have a better chance of having kavana if you're holding it, even though you might be nervous that it's going to fall. But the fear of it being stolen is a greater fear, so it's better to hold it. Okay. Now what are you allowed to hold? So the Shulchan Aruch says, V'lulav bizmano mutter lechos biyado. You can hold a lulav on Sukkos. Why? Kevan she'achiza biyado hi mitzvah. Enu nitrad bishvilo. It's a mitzvah to hold the lulav, even though you're yotze earlier in the day. When you keep on holding it, you get more of a mitzvah. So the fact that it's a mitzvah, you'll be able to focus and have good kavanah, despite the fact that you're holding it. The Ritva says that when you know you're involved in the mitzvah, that itself helps you get focused to have more kavanah in your davening as well. So it's mutter to hold the lulav. Nowadays we don't do this, the poskim say. Our custom nowadays is not to hold the lulav during Shemoneh Esrei. But based on this idea that when you're involved in a mitzvah, it's mutter, so the Mishnah Berurah says that's why it's mutter for the Shliach Tzibur to hold the Sefer Torah when he says when they're Mekadesh the Chodesh. And also during Yikum Purkan. Apparently they had a custom to hold the Torah during Yikum Purkan. Because they're not holding it for the sake of guarding it. They're holding it because that's the minug, to hold the Torah when you're saying the tefillah, either Yikum Purkan or the minug to hold the Torah during Kiddush HaChodesh. That we'll discuss in a separate shir, why there's a minug to hold the Sefer Torah during Kiddush HaChodesh. Sif Beis. Mutter lechos machzer tfilos biyadu b'shash hamispalo. You're allowed to hold on to the machzer when you daven, or the sitter. Why? hold the tofes kutzarach tefila atzma, lo tarvi. You're holding it for the sake of davening. You're not holding it to guard it. You're holding it for the sake of the mitzvah of davening. Dumya de lulav, like the lulav that we saw, you're allowed to hold the lulav, and therefore lo tarvi. You're not going to be distracted. Certainly, you can hold a machzor or a sitter when you daven. The Ramah adds on that if you didn't have the sitter in your hand when you started davening, you shouldn't go looking for it when you're davening, unless you know where it is. Because if you don't know where it is, you're going to start searching around. You're going to for sure ruin your kavana. But if you know where it is, you can go get it, you know, in the middle of davening, in order to daven from it, even in the middle of Shmona Esrei, because that's not going to throw off your kavana. Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah adds on here that if you have a sitter in front of you, you should try to make sure that you don't get distracted looking for the right page. Try to find the right page before you start the next tefillah, so you don't have to search around in the middle of davening, and you will lose your kavana. Well, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes here that just like you would have a sitter to daven from during Shmona Esrei, the Achronim say that even during Chazaras Hashatz, it's best to have a sitter open and listening to the Chazan during Chazaras Hashatz as well. Based on this siman, the modern poskim point out that obviously, you shouldn't have a cell phone on you during Shmona Esrei, during davening, during Shmona Esrei. When it rings or it vibrates, it disturbs others, and certainly it'll affect your kavana. If we're concerned of holding something that you're afraid might fall, might disturb your kavana, what if your cell phone vibrates? That for sure will disturb your kavana. So certainly, aside from the disturbances of others, which is a major issue, for your own kavana, there is no way to explain, based on Siman Sadi Vav, that it's okay to have your cell phone with you and on in any way during Shmona Esrei. And let's not forget that the Mishnah Berurah says, quotes the Prima Gadim, Hu Adin B'Shas Kriya Shema P'sukei D'Zimra. You shouldn't be holding these things either. So certainly you shouldn't have your cell phone with you during davening. The only exception might be, you know, you shouldn't have your cell phone with you during davening, unless there's some sort of medical exception, or a person's wife is in her ninth month and she's due very soon. But except for some very, very, very uncommon, except for something very, very uncommon occurrence, there's no way you should have your cell phone with you during davening based on Siman Sadi Vav. That is obvious. Now there's a very lemaisa comment of the Mishnah Berurah from the Chai Adam in Siv Katan Zayin. If a sefer falls to the ground, you're davening Shmona Esrei, and the sefer falls to the ground, and it's hard for you to have kavanah. You see the sefer lying there on the ground. Mutar lagbio, you can pick up the sefer when you finish the bracha you're in. If it doesn't distract you, so leave it. But if it does bother you, you can pick it up even in the middle of Shmona Esrei. And this means even if you have to walk over to pick it up, it's mutter as well. So what do you see? You see that if your kavana is being ruined, you're allowed to walk even in the middle of Shmona Esrei. We're going to get to this Bez Hashem and Siman Kuf Dalet, but this is very lemaisa. This exact, and the Achronim, the recent Achronim based on this Mishnah Berurah, give many examples. Let's say a woman is davening, and then she thought her 4-year-old was settled. Turns out he's not so settled. He comes into the room and he wants her attention or this. Something's happening. She can't have kavana in Shmona Esrei. So she's allowed to walk with him to the other room, get him settled with a toy, and then go back and keep on davening. You're not allowed to talk during Shmona Esrei, but if you need to walk during Shmona Esrei because your kavana is being ruined, that's mutter based on this comment of the Mishnah Berurah here in Siv Katan Zayin. Similarly, you're davening Shmona Esrei, and then you got confused about the halacha, you got confused about some of the words, and it's not in your sitter. You're allowed to go to the place where you know that there's a sitter, and look it up, just to look up what you need to find in the sitter or in a sefer. It's the same thing. that if your kavanah is being ruined, you're allowed to walk in the middle of